When Leslie arrives, I find her sitting in the hotel cafe, sipping iced tea in a knee-length skirt and yellow silk jacket, and I feel silly suddenly in my safari vest. I hand her a file folder of details, an organizational chart of the Khmer People's National Liberation Front and the Khmer Rouge, schedules and backup schedules, alternate shooting dates with times and attendees. She glances at it and nods indifferently. Leslie knows, and I will find out, that dates and times are meaningless in countries with corrupt military and guerrilla fighters. When Peter arrives, it goes quickly. At the end of his 4 days, we both fly back to New York. There are still interviews to get with politicians and policy experts. We have footage of Nixon, of United States aircraft dropping bombs on Cambodia in the 70s, of policemen killing students at Kent State who protested those bombs. I find a haunting piece of stock footage for the story, of Phnom Penh after the Khmer Rouge emptied it out, a small child toddling alone through the streets of a deserted town. The documentary accuses the U.S. government of funding the Khmer Rouge. This is serious journalism. There is no grander way, in my mind, to arrive. After the show airs and after a long campaign by members of Congress, the United States changes its policy and sends several million dollars in humanitarian aid directly into Cambodia. In the scheme of things, not a life-changing amount, but it is groundbreaking. From the Killing Fields wins an Emmy and a DuPont Columbia Gold Baton, journalism's Oscar. This first assignment is the benchmark for everything after. I don't remember the heat or the dust or mosquitoes or the anxiety I might have felt being alone in 25 in a distant pocket of Asia. I remember the refugee...